T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Twins won last night. How about that? Nice little 4-game win streak against a really good team in Houston. We'll talk more about that with Maxie coming up in about 20 minutes here on WCCO. Brian Sullivan is the associate pastor.
Hey, good morning.
At Living Word. Brian, we are hearing us, and I appreciate your time as always there. Thanks again for joining us here on CCO.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a bit about, of course, everybody's wondering about Little Land and that unfortunate, horrible story out at the Mall of America where he's thrown off that third floor.
Right.
But we're hearing, finally getting kind of getting some updates. What can you tell us?
Well, I mean, it's, Dave, it's super exciting. I mean, this past Sunday, you know, if you're a Christian, you're celebrating the resurrection, you know, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at Living Word, our senior pastor gave our congregation an update, senior pastor Matt Hammond, on another resurrection of this beautiful, precious little boy, Landon. And he and his wife, Lynn, went down there to the hospital, had communion with the family, and then anointed Landon with oil, prayed over at Landon. And that was right before he went in for a 5-hour MRI. And the MRI shows there's zero evidence of brain damage, no spinal cord injury, no nerve damage. There were some internal injuries, but they were not life-threatening. And, just nothing short of a miracle, Dave. Really, nothing short of a miracle. In fact, the doctor commented to the family that it was as if he fell off a bicycle versus the third floor of the Mall of America.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. We're just so grateful for all the prayers, all the love and the community and, you know, throughout the nation and internationally. And, you know, the GoFundMe page is just shy of $1 million, which the family will desperately need, you know, because there's still a long road of recovery for Landon.
You and I chatted the last time we were trying to get an update on little Landon, and we talked about the potential of this Easter week. And it is, that's just overwhelming.
Isn't it? I mean, it's, I remember we talked about a week ago and we were talking about, okay, what better week, you know, Holy Week for a miracle. And literally, we're witnessing a modern miracle. I mean, I think one of the other attending physicians used that word. It's miraculous. And we're going to continue to stand and believe and bathe Landon in prayer, for a quick and speedy recovery.
I really admire the parents. They've kept, very much quiet and kept this very private, which is refreshing. And how are they holding up?
Well, I mean, they're doing, relatively well. I mean, again, you know, you have moments where it's just devastating for them, and other moments where, you know, they're very encouraged by the progress and are in awe of what God's doing and intervening and how he's intervening in Landon's life. But it's a emotionally depleting road and exhausting experience for them, obviously. But I think they're doing all in all remarkably.
Yeah, this is, and then we're looking at that GoFundMe page, Pastor Brian. I'm just looking at that. That sits right now at $958,392. And there's $1 million goal. It doesn't look like it's going to be too tough to get past that right now, the way this is turning out.
No, that's just awesome, isn't it? I mean, you just think about the, you know, so much in the news, you know, there's so much negativity, and you hear about the underbelly of humanity, and it's great to see the outpouring, just the wonderful outpouring of love and support and generosity. Go on that page and you see the comments and the words of encouragement. I mean, that is a life-giving source for mom and dad.
Oh, gosh, people being unselfish. And, I mean, the bottom line, thinking about somebody as much as you think about yourself, that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of what this life should be about, right? It should be Genesis 12 says we're blessed to be a blessing, right? The blessing should flow through us to others. And definitely there's evidence that on that GoFundMe page that that is the case.
Pastor Brian, I appreciate the update. Boy, that's big news. A lot of people are just glued to what you had to say there this morning about that young man. And of course, as you said, there's a long road ahead still. So if you can help on the GoFundMe page like so many have, you're welcome to. And we have that on our WCCRadio.com web page. Thanks so much, Brian, for taking the time to join us.
Oh, you are welcome, Dave. My pleasure. Have a blessed day.
Associate Pastor Brian Sullivan of Living Word Church and an update on Landon. And that, as he said, that global story that so many people heard about and were just stunned by. And now this news is almost as stunning to see how he's doing. But again, much more to go on that. 728, we have traffic and weather coming up next. And Steve has news here on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.